Hey, it's me, Jamal. I know I haven't made one of these in a while, but here's another one. All right, so there's a flea market like right down the road, like a block and a half. No, wait, 2 blocks. Yeah, 2 blocks. And the guy is funny about prices, cause I don't know what he bought this DJ system for, but it's a huge subwoofer, I'm pretty sure. It's a subwoofer with a preamp in it, or a full amp system. I looked at it, it looked like a preamp system because it didn't have all the. I mean, I don't know, it might be built in, but it looked like a preamp system with XLR and a little dock for your iPhone, iTouch, whatever, Apple device. Of course, all the EQ, a little heads-up display. I mean, that alone is about, I don't know, close to 1,000 or a little bit over 1,000. What's it called? It came with four speakers, two that were just regular hook-em-up speakers that had no anything in it, nothing special. But then you have two powered speakers. I don't know if anyone knows what powered speakers are, but it's literally you don't need an amp system. So literally you're saving on money if you're getting a powered speaker of any kind. Now these were DSI. I don't I've been looking for powered speakers forever for low price, and I haven't found them under, I don't know, I think $800 or $600 for just one powered speaker. Now there was two in that system, so it's five speakers. That huge subwoofer, which is huge. It's not like a regular subwoofer. It's a like it's I don't know if any like if you all know how big I am. I'm a big guy. If I fit in there, I could have space in there. So five speakers, including that huge speaker. There was a Behringer, what's it called? Behringer, I think it's a co-op amp system slash mixer, and then another amp system with it. I didn't know the volt. I didn't look at the voltage, but whatever. But anyways, all that and stands for all the speakers that all five speakers had stands, and all of that for $1,600. And the guy is and they and while I was walking up, they were proving that all the speakers work. Now they didn't have the preamp or the mixer system installed with it. They were just using it with the iPod hookup. But $1,600. You heard it right, people. $1,600. I have $1,600. If I was there earlier, I probably would have bought it. Are you fucking kidding me? Like $1,600 for all that. And a Behringer, like, I didn't look at the name brand of all of them. They all looked kind of like medium quality build. And I've seen some really good build because I went for Yamaha powered speakers, and just like I said, just one of them was $600 or $800. But oh my God, $1,600 for all that. That's awesome. Are you kidding me? And the guy was arguing that he didn't get a goddamn receipt. Okay, first of all, there's a huge sign up on a full window in the shop that says no refunds, and you're arguing no receipt. Are you retarded? $1,600. Oh my God. If he sells it back and I go back there tomorrow or a little bit later today, I'm buying it because that is insanity. All right, well, I just wanted to report that because it's insane to me that you're arguing $1,600 for that huge ass system. I mean, the power speakers didn't look that big quality, but I mean, $1,600, you can sell it all for more. So, whatever. Bye.